Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, providing you with your weekly dose of insurance industry news wrap, sourced, curated, and updated to keep you informed about what's shaping the landscape of insurance across Australia. Our roundup for today starts with a pressing and pivotal issue. According to a report by the Climate Change Authority, we are up against a future scenario where 500,000 Australian homes could become uninsurable by 2030 due to rising flood risks. The report paints an unsettling picture, predicting potential losses of $8.7 billion annually by 2050 if timely action is not taken. The CCA chair, Matt Keane, stressed the urgency of policy reforms and stricter building codes, with particular focus on vulnerable areas, including coastal Queensland and Western Australia. The Insurance Council of Australia backs these recommendations as climate resilience takes center stage on the industry's agenda. Switching the lens to consumer concerns, an Australian Southern Cross policyholder found themselves in choppy waters when an insurance claim related to a cancelled Red Sea cruise was denied. The heart of the matter was the insurer's war and violence exclusion clause, a detail often overlooked when purchasing policies. Despite the policyholder contesting about the lack of derets to passenger ships in the area, American naval escorts and Houthi hostilities in the region served as evidence to support Southern Cross's denial of the claim. This outcome underscores the fundamental importance of understanding the nuances of our insurance policies. Moving on to celebration of industry leaps and bounds, the ACT Insurance Awards were lights to those making notable headway in the sector. Kudos to EMML Group's Canberra branch for bagging the Insurance Leader of the Year Award, Allianz Workers' Compensation's Anne-Marie Maguire for Excellence in Leadership, and Matthew Needham of Hall & Wilcox Lawyers for being named the Dealmaker of the Year. Each of these acknowledgments once again underline the critical function of leadership and innovation in driving our insurance industry forward. And finally, we cap off this week's ripples in the insurance pool with news of a groundbreaking initiative. TL, in collaboration with global insurtech firm CoverGenius, is bridging the gap for non-traditional employee insurance with a digital-only embedded life insurance product. This astute move enables simplified access to life and disability coverage for part-time, contract, and casual workers. Fiona MacGregor, TAL Group CEO, envisions increased inclusivity and comprehension of insurance needs as a landmark shift in the industry landscape. This is Paige Estrotori, keeping you apprised on the world of insurance. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on personal and business insurance. Until next week, stay informed and stay secure.